Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reading in 1 Samuel chapter 30 this morning and verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. I like to talk about discouragement. I like to talk about encouragement. I like to talk about comfort. Discouragement, encouragement, and comfort. Amen. The people were discouraged. The Bible says in the Old Testament that the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Amen. They got discouraged because the going was rough. Amen. And then after a while, after several ups and downs, discouragements and encouragements, no matter how many miracles they had and continued to enjoy, they seemed to get discouraged. Does that sound anything like Pentecostals to you? No matter how much we're blessed, we got a tendency to get discouraged. Oh my. They sent out 10 spies. Amen. I've heard preachers preach right behind this pulpit that it wasn't God's will from the spy out to land in the first place. Well, I want to tell you something. It was not Moses' idea. And it was not the people's idea. It was God that brought it up. God's the one that told them to spy out the land. Amen. Every preacher get up Keene Mountain and say, you don't spy out something that God's already given you. Amen. Hey, but I'm as curious as I can be to look at it. Amen. I never did put a price on my ministry. And so when I went to Middletown to pastor the church at the Full Gospel Tabernacle, North Verity Parkway, amen, I didn't know how much they was going to give me. I never asked them for so much, and nobody told me how much they was going to give me. And riding down the road with Gordon Lawson one day, I just asked him. I never made it a point to put a price on my ministry, but boy, I was sure curious. Well, how many of you would take a new job and not know how much he's going to get? Stick up your little paw. Amen. You didn't know how much he's going to get. Amen. Well, every preacher, the kind I knew back where I came from, the ethical ones, they didn't know what they was going to get. They didn't put a price on their ministry. Amen. They live by faith. Praise God. Hey, amen. God promised them the land of Canaan, amen, and when 10 of them saw those giants, the Bible said they discouraged the heart of their people. Amen. Their report, their unbelief discouraged the heart of the people. And you know what? All encouragement that Joshua and Caleb could give them, it wouldn't override the discouragement that the 10 had given. They were outvoted, and they were outnumbered. You know why they wandered 40 years in the wilderness? They allowed themselves in unbelief to share the unbelief of 10 spies. You know why the church is wandering in the wilderness? The fundamental evangelical church is still wandering in the wilderness today. It's because they've allowed themselves to share in the unbelief of their preachers, graduates of their schools, seminary students and graduates, doctors, come out full of unbelief. And they discourage the people from believing God. Amen. Oh, praise God. What do you do when you've lost everything like David here and all his people have? He lost all her sons and daughters. I know what you do. You don't have to tell them what you do. You look for somebody to blame. Always look for something. Now, you forget who David was here. He was the rightful, anointed king. They forgot all of that. Amen. And they were much grieved because it lost everything. You lose your sons and daughters, you lose about anything, you look for somebody to blame. You know who it'll usually be? It'll be the preacher, the church, or God. Usually they get mad at the preacher first. Then after a while, in advance of a while, they get mad at the church. And after a while, they find out that they was bitter at God all the time. Samuel agreed much because they wanted the king. They wasn't satisfied with his ministry. And God said, Samuel, they've not rejected you, they rejected me. Amen. And so they were ready to stone David. What do you do when everybody's discouraged and they're ready to stone you and there's nobody to encourage you and you're getting the blame? The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. How do you do that? That brings me to the second point of my message today. How do you encourage yourself? When your wife don't encourage you, your husband don't encourage you, your children don't encourage you, how do you encourage yourself? Amen. Well, all you have to do is read David's songs and you'll find how he encouraged himself. He worshiped God. He praised the Lord. How did Job encourage himself when he had lost everything? The Bible said he worshiped. Amen. He sat down and sprinkled ashes on his head and sat down on the ash heap and he worshiped. Hallelujah. And then when the devil smote him, the crown of his head and the sole of his feet, amen, with boils, and his wife said, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die! What did Job do? He just kept worshiping God. He said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. He looked up at his poor wife in her dreadful state, and he said, shall we receive good and not evil at the hand of the Lord? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be his holy name. Curse God and die, she said. He said, you talk like one of the foolish women. Amen. All of his friends came to see him, and when they came, they didn't comfort him none. They didn't encourage him none. We need each other for that. But what if you don't get it? We need a home and a family for that. But what if you don't get it? Do you know what to do? I cried all the way through the program last night. I was ashamed and embarrassed and hurt that so many of you laid out and didn't come. Amen. Of course, I've been ashamed and embarrassed and hurt quite a bit here lately. Because so many of you are dragging. But anyway, amen, I cried all the way through the program last night because it was true to life. You see, my mom tried to commit suicide 3 or 4 times. She overdosed 3 or 4 times, and I saw her hallucinating what she thought was her last hours, and she was praying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And us kids were crying. Dad was gone. Amen. You see, I've gone through Christmas myself many a time at home. Amen. With my mom looking at the walls, hallucinating under the influence of drugs and demon possession and the oppression, that stark, dark oppression of sin. Amen. Ironically, it wasn't my mother that finally committed suicide. She died a natural death. It was my dad that committed suicide. And so you see, I know how it feels to live in a home like that where there's drugs, attempted suicide, and then finally suicide. Brother Collins, how did you make it through those dark hours in your life, through those dark times in your life? Amen. I went to church. Amen. I went to church. I didn't even have a ride to church. I thumbed it, hitchhiked 6 miles to the Midway Church. Amen. 3 miles to Field Creek Church. Amen. And I thumbed it to church. In the midst of all those dark times when Dad was gone and Christmas was bleak. Amen. You see, there's some of my Christmases in those days that my mom was in the insane asylum, the mental institution. Amen. Yes. The crucifying, embarrassing, heart-rending thing of mental illness in your family is almost more than we can bear. It's the worst kind of sickness. It's the worst kind of depression. How in the world did you make it? A teenager trying to live for God. I'll tell you what this teenager did. I went to church. It was my only escape. It was my way out. God, praise God, provided me a light in the tunnel, thank God. And I went to the house of God. I went to church. Is your heart broken today? This time of the year is hard for some people. It was hard for me. They wrote a song, an old country song, if I could just make it through December. I read a newspaper report the other day they accused Merle Haggard of abusing his family. I don't know. Amen. If I get to preach tonight, I like to preach on the backsliders. Hell, it starts right here. Amen. Starts right here. My God, the backsliders, hell. Saul, King Saul, first king. Amen. Spirit of God departed from him and he was tormented by an evil spirit. Tell me hell don't start here on the earth. Already tormented by the devil. 2020 vision, heart of beating, breathing, God's there and already in torment. Had to call a young, amen. Maybe I'll preach on that tonight if I get to preach. I don't always get to preach on Sunday night. Amen. We're usually tuned up and ready to go on Sunday night. Come early. That first message might be the last one tonight. Amen. So, but if I got to preach, I thought I might preach on the backsliders. Hell. Hey, how do you encourage yourself? Abraham worshiped. David worshiped. Praise God. The word worship means to approach unto God with reverence and praise. Amen. It has in its root meaning, you know, the approach unto God, like a dog that crawls across the floor to its master and licks his master's hand. That's worship. Amen. We approach unto God. My escape as a teenager. Amen. How old was you when you was going through all this, Brother Collins? I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. How old are you? Amen. That's how old I was when I was going through all that. I started pastoring a church. Amen. When I was 17 years old, right in the middle of it. Now you go through stuff like that, you'll grow up fast. You'll mature fast. Amen. You say, why did you think you had to go through it? So I could pastor the Pentecostal Highway Holiness Church and help you in your trouble. In your struggle, let me encourage you. You can make it. But there's just one way. You got to keep going to church. You can't quit. You got to keep going to the altar. You got to keep approaching unto God. Praise God. You got to keep seeking God. Hallelujah. Amen. I was pastoring church and taking care of my mom in that state. And finally, everybody left but me. I was the only one left, Jerry, to take care of her. How old was you? I was 16, 17, 18, 19. Amen. I was left to take care of pastor of the church. And so consequently, I had to more or less pay her way, pay for some of her medicine, amen, and buy things and help out with the bills and so forth. And some of the people who helped me get started stood right here in front of the altar, the old Midway Church. And one of the dear brothers said, the reason I don't pay Brother Collins my tithes is because he takes God's money and takes care of his ungodly mother. Now what do you do when people, amen, say things like that about you? When you're trying to do the will of God and trying to serve God, amen. They wasn't proud no more that I was a young person living for God. They wasn't proud no more that I was a young person. I'd already outstripped them and took their place. Now they were festering because they didn't want to decrease while I increased. Amen. But anyway, hey, I didn't quit. I didn't quit going to church. I was right back in church the next night, the next service. Praise God. I didn't quit. You say you just haven't had any hard knocks. Hey, I've been in that university all my life and never have graduated yet. And furthermore, I don't guess I need to because I got a pastor, folks, that's going through that same university. The University of Hard Knocks. Amen. How did they do it? They went to church. Hey, amen. David built him one. I mean, praise God, anywhere he was, it became an altar, a place to worship, praise God. Job worshiped God and glorified God. Hey, your heart's broken this morning. I've been there. I know about it. Hearts have been broken, can be renewed. Christ knows how you're feeling, cause his heart was broken too. Just pray and believe him, that's what to do. Cause he really cares about you. Don't doubt it, don't deny it. See what God has done to prove that he loved you. He gave his only son. Just pray and believe him. That's what to do. Cause he really cares about you. Does he care about your tears? Does he care about your broken heart? He came down a long, long ways from heaven and lived in these low lands, and he knows how it feels to be betrayed and to be left. He turned around one day and he said to his disciples, he said, will you also go away? Yes, Richard. He just told them so much truth they couldn't stand it. And they all left him. Many of his disciples walked no more with him. Oh, the dread finality of those words. They left and they never came back. They made the wrong choice and they never did walk with him again. One time his disciples, the Bible said it, but they walked no more with him. The best encourager of heaven was here and they couldn't take courage from him. The best encourager from the glory world was here and they couldn't take courage from him. Hey, if Jesus can't encourage you, who can? So if we had this, we had that, and we had somebody else, we'd do better. If Jesus can't help you, they can't nobody help you. He's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Praise God. Amen. Oh, they worship. Praise God. I'm talking about encouragement. Praise God. Encouraged himself in the Lord. Job worshiped. Amen. And I'd like to talk in the closing moments of this message this morning about comfort. You see, encourage and encouragement, for the most part, is an Old Testament word. But in the New Testament, we have a different word that's not only equal, but a whole lot better. We have the word comfort. We have in John 14, 16, I'll pray the Father and he'll send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. John 14, 26, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 15 and 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, John 16, 7. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I will depart, I will send him unto you. Praise God. And Thayer's dictionary says, amen, that parakletos, that's the word, Greek word for comforter, means one called alongside. Amen. And way down there in the definition, to encourage. Praise God. Hallelujah, folks. We've got the best encourager in the world, in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. Oh, we can do a whole lot to encourage one another. We can do a whole lot to encourage the work of God. Praise God. Amen. In 2 Chronicles, amen, 31 through 32, amen, it says Hezekiah, in the midst of all his reforms, he gave the portion to the priest. He restored the tithe to the priest to encourage them in the law of God. Amen. He encouraged the full-time minister by giving them what was theirs to start with, that the people had been robbing them of all the time, the tithe. You encourage the preacher a whole lot by paying your tithes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want our preacher to live by faith. We don't even get too much money because it's liable to be a temptation to him. Isn't that amazing? Amen. It's not a temptation to anybody but the preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. My son's a millionaire at the age of 37. Amen. And nobody says it might be a temptation to him. They're glad. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad. Praise God. And hey, I don't know anybody wouldn't stick out the chest and snap their suspenders a little bit, you know. Amen. Because they don't consider it a temptation to the run-of-the-mill John Doe Christian. It's just the preacher if he gets too much money. Amen. Hey, amen. Preacher, the reason I encourage my preachers to pay the tithes to the preacher is because you want to be a full-time preacher someday yourself. And you reap what you sow. Amen. Right. Praise God. And you'd like to have a self-supporting ministry yourself. Amen. And you're going to reap what you sow. You hold the tithes back on your preacher. Amen. They'll hold them back on you in time to come. And when you'd like to be full-time, you ought to be able to go full-time. And when you'd like to study, you won't be able to study because you got to run. Work. Amen. Think. Your mind and your time is all taken up. You know the reason Hezekiah gave the tithes back to the priests is so they could do their job. They could wait on God. Amen. They could get God's message. They could do God's work. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I repeat, the ministry is a powerful ministry. That is a supported ministry because it has time to pray. The ministry is an informed ministry. That is a supported ministry because it has time to study and wait on God and meditate. Amen. Oh, glory to God. The ministry is an effective ministry. That is a supported ministry because it has time to heal the sick and cast out devils and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. Well, heck, the preacher ought to work the same as anybody. They asked Billy Graham why preacher don't work. He said preaching is work. I didn't know how much energy it took to sing and to preach until my pancreas played out. I didn't know I was diabetic. I had a suspicion that I was. Amen. And all my sugar was in my blood, Will. And I didn't have none in my muscles. I didn't have no energy in my diaphragm. And I got to where, about 8 years ago, I dreaded to sing and preach. I dreaded to sing. I'm going anyway because I had 7 verses then. Amen. I dreaded to sing all 7 verses of that song because it took a lot of energy to sing it. It takes a lot of energy to preach. Amen. I'll tell you, it takes a lot of gas. And when all that sugar's in your blood and it don't get to the cells, amen, you're starving in your cells. I didn't know how hard a work it was to do what I was doing all this time. I was enjoying it until I ran out of energy, until I didn't have it anymore. Amen. Oh, I'm doing better now. Praise God. By taking care of myself and watching out, you know, I'm pretty well normal. Amen. I mean, as usual, I mean, some folks think I'm abnormal to start with. Amen. But I mean, I'm pretty normally abnormal. Praise God. Amen. We need to encourage the minister of the gospel. That's why we give. That's why we take offerings, to encourage the work of the Lord. We sang the praises of men like Brother Andrew, who was learning to live by faith, going to Bible school in London or England somewhere. Amen. And learned to live by faith and how he got down to the last dab of toothpaste in his tooth. And he split the toothpaste container open, the tube open, and raked the toothpaste from the inside, the last of it, before God finally provided some more toothpaste. Amen. What do you do when you're living by faith and you run out of toothpaste? You do without. Hey, baking soda does a better job and it's a whole lot cheaper. But I couldn't tell Brother Andrew that he was believing God for toothpaste. And so God gave him toothpaste. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, but he went on to become God's smuggler, carrying those Bibles to the ends of the earth, behind the bamboo curtain, behind the iron curtain. Praise God. Learn to believe God and trust God. Hey, amen. That's a wonderful and a heroic thing until it comes time to retire. And people read your biographies and talk about how what a wonderful work you've done, but when it comes down to retiring, you ain't got nothing. They forget about you then. Amen. That's why you need to support the ministry. And that's why we need to do it well. Amen. But God will make a way, even if we don't. Why do we do if they won't? Do we quit? Amen. Take your tent loom with you and your needles with you. Amen. And make tents and pay the bills. Every one of them. Any preacher worth his salt will pay his bills. Huh? Amen. That's ethics too. Amen. Encourage them in the Lord. What we need the Holy Ghost for? We need the Holy Ghost to comfort us. But down through the New Testament, amen, the Bible speaks many times of ministers coming along, preachers coming along. Even Paul needing comfort. A preacher came along and comforted him. Amen. Onesiphorus came by and comforted him, brought him something to eat, maybe some fruit. Notice one of the Chinese Christians said it had been 7 years since he had had fruit, spending most of the time in prison. Amen. I happened to read in World Map last week about the heavenly man, the Chinese Christian, that all the Chinese called the heavenly man. And I read, they reported, now this is in World Map last week, they reported that he had fasted 70 days, known to have fasted 70 days. Well, now you can't fast 70 days and live. If you pass, starvation starts in after 40. And years ago in my early ministry, a man fasted and prayed up toward 50 days and finally died. He was fasting and praying for world revival. So you don't fast 70 days without supernatural help. But they called him God's heavenly man. Amen. Moses fasted 40 days on the mountain, came down, broke the pillars of stone that he wrote the law upon, and amen, and then had to go back up and fast 40 days more and write it himself. Amen. So that was a total of 80 days with a short recess that Moses had to fast with supernatural help. Amen. Yes. Praise God. But even with people like that, we need encouragement from the Lord. God sends them to us to encourage us, to warm our hearts, to bless our souls, to bless our lives. Praise God. And to encourage our churches and our life for God. Isn't it wonderful that God didn't forget about us? Amen. We have so much company and so many good preachers come by, we took them for granted a long time ago. Amen. But I've gone to see some pastors in small towns, and they'd stand up and say, I'm so glad they thought enough of us to come by and see us. We have so many come by that we take them for granted. But I want you to know it's a lonely time. It takes some adjustment if you get in a place where they don't come by very often. When you're off the beaten path. Amen. I mean, out in California, they're so far apart, holiness churches are, and there's so few of them that they're so tickled to see any of us that come out there. You don't make any difference who it is. Whether he's got a necktie on or whether he's not. Whether he can preach or whether he can't. Amen. They're tickled to death to see somebody come by. Hungry for fellowship. Hey, we can be a comfort to one another. Praise God. We can be a help to one another. And I'll tell you what, the most wonderful thing in the world in my whole ministry, and I spent a lot of my time promoting it, and that is the treasure, the jewel of fellowship. What a comfort it is. What an encouragement it is to us who are carrying the cross. Now, people who's not carrying the cross and they're living a worldly life and they're half in, half out and they're ashamed the way they're living, you know what? They don't want nobody to see. They don't want no company. They want nobody to come around. Amen. They don't want you to knock on their door. They're not ready for you. Amen. They're like the preacher, amen, that knocked on the door and the people was having a terrible fuss. And he could hear them fussing on the inside, and he had to knock louder. Amen. And finally somebody came to the door and said, oh, preacher, we're so glad to see you. We were just getting ready to pray. Amen. So I don't want to see you. I've knocked on the door and I'd hear noises running to change clothes. Amen. I didn't want to see. Wasn't ready for any fellowship just then. Amen. Had to change clothes. Praise God. Oh God, help us, Lord, to know what we've got and appreciate it. And to be a comfort and an encouragement. Bible said, fathers, amen, don't overdo it when it comes to being on to your kids all the time, lest they be discouraged. Amen. Now, I'm for discipline. Amen. I believed in whipping my children. I didn't even let them cry and bawl, squall, and climb the wall when I whipped them. I whipped them for crying. Amen. And I'd whip old Jeff and I'd say, you shut up or I'll whip you some more. Boy, he'd just clamp them little lips together. He wouldn't cry. Amen. He turned out fair. Amen. Amen. I mean, we've all got room to improve, you know. But I was like John Wesley's mother. She raised about 16 out of, about 17 out of 19. Amen. And she, when she chastened her children, she didn't allow them to cry. She taught them all to cry silently. I've had holiness preachers said, you whip them to make them cry and whip them for crying. I don't whip them to make them cry. I whip them because they did wrong. But now let me tell you something. It's not all whipping. It's not all chastisement. Amen. There's a whole lot of good stuff. And you know why we correct them, why we chastise them? So their meanness won't hinder the good stuff. So their ungodliness won't hinder the good stuff. Amen. I'll tell you what we're doing today. We're raising a bunch of spoiled brats. Amen. But even then, there is some child abuse today. Not much, but some. Very little. And bureaucrats down there, they've got to do something. And so they'll come and get you if somebody reports that you're whipping the child. I'll tell you what, I don't care if they do come. I'd strike at mine the last place I seen them if they needed it. Amen. They turned out all right. I mean, we've all got room to improve, but my daughter's a preacher's wife. She's queen over a parsonage. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, it is not abuse to whip those spoil brats. But it's not all whipping. There's a lot of loving that goes. A lot of good things that goes with it. A lot of wonderful things that goes with it. Amen. And the reason we correct them is so they won't hinder the wonderful part. Amen. We can be an encouragement to our children. Huh? Stand with me. I'm out of time. Lord, bless this message. Challenge our hearts, Lord God, in the time of discouragement, Lord, to be an encouragement. Lord, to find your comfort first of all, and then to be a comfort. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Amen. I know we're awful busy. I know you've got a lot to do. I know you're almost too busy to pray. But you know what my advice is? Pray anyhow. Worship God anyhow. I know you got a lot of running to do and a lot of people waiting on you on Sunday. But you know what my advice is? Seek God anyhow. Tarry anyway. Get a hold of God. Amen.